Johnson, the president of Port Adelaide, joins us on the line now. Koshy, a tough day for the Essendon Football Club, a tough day for the players at Essendon, but also a tough day for two of yours as well, in Angus Monfries and Paddy Ryder.
Absolutely, and a tough day for the entire game, I think. And that's one of the issues that we'll be discussing tonight, the ripple effect through the entire AFL competition of this decision. And I think it's one of those issues where it doesn't matter now your view on the issue. It's done. We can't do anything about it. And now we've just got to look at the ramifications and how we rectify it and move on. And I think that's the big challenge for us all. But in terms of our priorities at Port Adelaide, the first priority is to look after Paddy and Angus. And I've contacted them both today and basically said, heads up, we're with you every step of the way. And that's important because they're young blokes, they've got families, they've got mums and dads, they've got spouses, and that's part of the ripple effect of this decision. It goes a whole lot deeper than just 34 players who've been suspended.
Are you angry, David?
Who at?
Oh, I suppose at the decision, at the Essendon Football Club, at the way the AFL's handled it?
I think we need to have a look at the way it was handled. I think we need to look at how a club can go in its own direction against the rest of the clubs and make their own decisions in such a huge issue as this. Issues and decisions which affect the entire competition and every single one of the clubs that play in that competition. I think that's something that we need to look at. We can't say as a group of clubs and an AFL community, okay, now let's move on and forget what's happened the last 3 years. We've got to analyse what we can do to make sure it never, ever happens again. Not only just from a sports science point of view, but also a governance point of view in the AFL. You can't have one club make its own decisions to the detriment of 17 other clubs.
Would you consider legal action against Essendon or the AFL, considering the mess that Patrick and Angus find themselves in?
That's something that we certainly will be discussing at the next Port Adelaide board meeting at the end of January. I can't discount that. Certainly not so much the AFL, but Essendon, particularly with Angus, who we recruited way before any of this happened. You know, that's been put to me by some of the Port Adelaide directors and will be on the agenda.
We just spoke to Scott Lucas before yourself, David, and I put it to Scott that the Essendon players who have been found guilty in this situation are a little bit of an advantage over the other boys in the fact that they can train together for the next 9 to 10 months and be, you know, part of a training schedule between the 12 of them. Would you be comfortable? Obviously, it's going to be tough for Angus and Patrick to train anywhere with any group. They can't be a part of any football at all. Would you be comfortable with those boys rejoining their former teammates and training with them for the next 10 months?
That would be a decision to be made by our football department, Ken Hinckley, Chris Davies, our football operations manager, but also Darren Burgess, our high performance coach. And that's a decision for them to make. We'll certainly be putting support around the guys, and you know they've got a. We don't expect them to take a year long holiday. But yeah, all sorts of alternatives are being discussed at the moment.
Another question, Koshy, from a club point of view as well. Essendon may only win one or two games this year, obviously with such a depleted list. How's your feeling about Essendon finishing on the bottom of the ladder and maybe getting pick one in the draft next year?
Look, that's just the reality of what could happen. I don't think we can do anything about that. it's very similar to clubs in the past that may have been sanctioned in different ways for salary cap issues, and they've been weakened for a number of years, and they finished in that position and had high draft picks. I don't think there's an alternative to that. That's the problem, and that's part of the ripple effect that we need to discuss. We've worked so hard to make this a level playing field that produces fantastic quality of footy at the moment. How do we make sure that continues with the fallout of the decision today? And that's something for the AFL to look at.
And David, how are the rest of the players feeling? Have you had a chance to garner their thoughts, or particularly the leadership group?
Look, they are really moving around Paddy and Angus. Not only are they terrific blokes and terrific players, but they're so important to our culture and of what we're trying to develop at Port Adelaide. And what you do with any mate who's in strife at the moment, you give them all the support that they need, and in particular their partners and kids as well, who are the ones that have lived through this and have got to live with the consequences of it.
7 News special coming up in just over half an hour's time at 7 o'clock. Yourself hosting a panel, Tim Watson, Cameron Ling, an expert guest. What can we expect to hear?
Yeah. Gil McLaughlin will be on the show. He's done an interview for it, and we've put to him some far-ranging questions. We'll be discussing, Tim's in this unique position of not only being a legend of the club, being intimately involved in this situation, but that as well, and brings a really different perspective. Ling, of course, ramifications for players, but, it is a lot broader than this as well. It is how did we allow this to occur? And when you look at the Cronulla decision, that decision looked inspired.
Very much so.
In comparison with the way we've handled it.
Yeah, very much so. David, thanks for your time.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
David Koch, president of the Port Adelaide Football Club, hosting a panel, as we said, on Channel 7 tonight from 7.